And you are on Joy 94.9. It's Sunday Arts Magazine. Jono, who's our next guest?
We have another artist here today, which is joining us on the microphone. We've got Peter Waples-Crow. You're doing the Inside Out exhibition, which is at the Koori Trust Gallery, Federation Square, on the 4th of May to the 28th of June.
Yeah.
So welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
So tell us about yourself and
your wonderful background.
My background. Well, I'm a Ngarrigo artist. So first I'm just going to acknowledge that we're on the lands of the Kulin Nation and pay my respects to their elders and pay my respects to mine, because part of my story is coming from being adopted out when I was young, mm-hmm. in the 60s. Growing up in the Waples family, that's how I got the double barrel name, and coming back to the Crow, which is my granny's name, who is an Ngarrigo woman, so an Aboriginal woman from the Snowy Mountains region. I guess I've always painted and
Were you trained by your community, or...?
Well, the journey back to my community, first I had to come out as queer back in Wollongong, I grew up in, and, it was pretty... You know, I think I internalized a lot, and it was pretty homophobic, and it was in the sort of HIV/AIDS crisis and as well, and living through that. And then I came into my Aboriginality later. So that's why I've called the show Coming From the Outside In or Inside Out, and just playing with all those terms about being inside a community and outside it.
So what was it like when you went back into your community, and finding your true identity? What was that like?
It's the sort of in a lot of ways I knew things on paper, but I couldn't find it in... It's in the mountainous area of southern New South Wales, northern Victoria. So there's small little towns. And my Uncle John reckons about 25% of the people from a tiny town called Tumbarumba are descendants of the Ngarrigo people. And I've been looking for that for a long time and venturing out, because you didn't grow up there, you know.
So yeah.
What it's done is really settled my spirit in many ways, and helped me to heal a lot. So I think this show is a bit of a celebration about survival and getting there as well. I mean, there's not great stories about being queer in pre-colonization of Indigenous cultures. We don't understand that, and it was all sort of erased under the gaze. You've got to realize who wrote our history, and it wasn't really us.
So yeah.
It was written by missionaries and Christians, missionaries and stuff like that, who would have found out that behaviour not noteworthy. But I think that research is still to be done, you know. We've seen other Indigenous cultures, like in Canada, the Two-Spirit people, who had lots of languages and different terms, and we're going to find them as well. But someone has to do the research in all the notebooks and try to piece that together and hope it wasn't all erased.
Yeah. And what about like being gay in your community? How were you embraced? Okay, in that respect.
Look, I was embraced. Inside Out as well is about connection and disconnection, and my artwork's been a bit about that. And I've used maps and other things that link, sort of symbolise that. Trying to find your way home, and then finding your way home as a queer person, Aboriginal person, is a bit difficult as well. As I journeyed through, I worked in many communities before I actually connected to mine. And, I think that's been the last piece in the puzzle. And I think Inside Out is a celebration of all that.
Mm. Yeah. Now, the Koori Centre, which is in Fed Square, is this the first time you've exhibited with them?
The Koori Heritage Trust was really important to me as an artist when I came to Melbourne about... in 2004, and I think I had a show there, a little show in this top gallery in 2005 when it was on King Street,
okay,
called Sacred Detail, and it's always supported me, and I found it's a sense of community. Often as Aboriginal people in urban areas, we don't have our connection to culture as much and our sacred sites, but the buildings and the people and the community become sacred sites in a way, like urban sacred sites. So I see the Koori Heritage Trust very much like that, and part of my urban community where I can go and hang out with other Aboriginal people.
And the wonderful thing is that it's such a impressive and professional building there, isn't it, in Federation Square? And the gallery spaces are awesome.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And I think people don't really visit it enough. And they've got great shops and products for people looking for gifts, and really Victorian-based as well. Yep. Often, you know, Aboriginal art is seen as dot art and something from the desert, something, you know, and that's the way white Australia tends to picture it, you know. That's sort of the othering of Aboriginal art. But, you know, we had whole vibrant communities here in Victoria and the southeast, and the Koorie Heritage Trust stands up for that. They do cultural tours as well, and walks along the Birrung Ma, the Yarra, and yeah, I think it's a really important place.
Brilliant. Now, tell us about this exhibition. What's it called again?
It's called Inside Out.
Yep.
But it's opening next week on Saturday night with a gig called Camp Out.
Yep.
So it runs, you know, on Saturday the 4th. And it's sort of in conjunction with Yirrumboy, which starts next Thursday and runs for a couple of weeks with over 100 events in the city of Melbourne.
It's huge.
It's a huge thing. But luckily my show runs for a few months, so people can go along and have a look and immerse themselves in it.
So what is the premise of your exhibition?
What's the premise? I use a lot of motifs. Like, I use the dingo. Even my tribal name, I was given one called Nurin, you know, which means the emu. The dingo has always found
That's
me.
That's cool. The emu, and you're trying to ditch it for the goat.
No,
and the dingo.
I'm not going
to
ditch it. I am Nurin in the tribe, so that's, you know, that's really amazing that I've got a tribal name. Maybe I'll become Peter Nurin Waples Crow, you know, like something that really
triple barrel
identifies myself. So, I think the show uses a lot of my collaborations. I see collaboration as part of my practice now. So we're doing fashion. Mojo Juju is going to play a set.
Oh, cool.
So it's going to be a whole party next week, next Saturday night, just for a couple of hours. And we're going to do a fashion parade. I did a show, a collaboration with Vincent Lee, who's a Melbourne-based and Hong Kong-based designer who does genderless menswear.
Yeah.
So I guess it's an exploration of the intersection of being Aboriginal and queer and all the things that go with that and things I've thought about, you know, in the last while.
And how do you find the inspiration? You know, like what is your main source? You know, like, do you have a thought pattern?
What is my main I guess I'm a product of the 80s, and I went to art school in Wollongong in the 80s, and there was semiotics, and I learned about collage and putting images together. I love all that sort of stuff and a bit of text. Next month I go back to Narigo country to do an arts project with a cousin of mine who's a linguist, so I'm learning more of the language, and that is part of it as well. I've made animations with collaborators. I've made fashion with collaborators, ceramics, and then there's, 2D visual art as well. And my possum skin cloak, which I made for a show at Acca, which is a traditional object, but I put a rainbow on the skin side of it and burnt it and dyed it into a rainbow.
So this is all on show?
Yeah, it's all on show together. Great. Yeah, that's why I really like it. And I'll do some paste-ups with a bit of activist posters about, you know, things that happened to me on my journey to this point, and just things like queer is beautiful, changing the black is beautiful, and changing some of the slogans around, and the colours, the inclusive rainbow, the Aboriginal colours, and the Torres Strait Islander colours on the back of the posters. Yeah, so it's going to be a bit of everything.
Are you finding that it's been, you know, like more accepted? You know, Indigenous people and also Indigenous gay person?
Yeah, I think so too. I think and I think in Melbourne we live in a bit of a bubble.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, and we have a lot of a real vibrant, you know, community, and there's going to be a lot of queer content in Yirrumboy. You know, Mrs. First Nations is on in a couple of weeks, and so more and more. But, you know, it's just expanding that. And to me, it's about, you know, I'm 53 now, and I get called Uncle Arnie or Ankle, which is a mix. So I have to take that on, and that, you know, that's what I'm emerging into, some sort of eldership. And what does a queer elder look like, and what do we do, and how do we support our community, you know? So it's an interesting concept. I don't feel like I'm there yet, and but I'm on my way, and hopefully I'm, you know, there's a lot of Indigenous suicide, and we don't know how much of that is attributed.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's great to have a role model like yourself for the younger generation in the community. Yeah,
and I try to stay engaged. Like, I work 3 days a week with Thorn Harbour Health, another big, as their Aboriginal project officer. So that's really good too. Yeah. That feeds into my art as well, working in community.
Have you found your niche in art, or are you still working towards that?
I think people know my style, and I think I was really influenced by 80s street art in New York, which is the strangest thing. Yes. But as I've journeyed back, all things have come attached to it.
Tell us that. 80s street art in New York?
I don't know.
We've been talking Keith Haring today already.
Yes, so. Keith Haring, G. Michael Basquay, Jenny Holzer, all those people who took art onto the street, but then became big artists in the gallery context.
Yeah, but you know that there's an exhibition coming.
I can't wait.
We'll talk about it earlier.
I think Basquiat. People sometimes, because I use text and I use expressionistic lines as well. So, but I'm trying to blur binaries as well. You know, gender and straight, gay, just all binaries. I like disrupting them and thinking about different things. Like, there's lots of messages for every audience in this show.
Yeah.
The Aboriginal community, the queer community, the mainstream art community.
Brilliant. Yeah. And it's on for a long time, as you said.
It is on for a long time, yeah.
So May 4th to the 28th of June.
And so the 4th is the party, so can anyone come down to the party?
Yeah, anyone can come down. There's no invite list.
Yeah, so anyone can turn up on this Saturday evening, and Mojo Juju performing.
Yeah.
And what else is on?
I did a fashion collaboration called Mirror Gang, which is Narrago for Wild Dog. So we did that as business of
a fashion show as well.
A bit of a fashion show.
So it'll be a real party.
A real little party for a couple of hours.
Okay, and it's called Inside Out.
Yeah.
Inside Out. And of course, we're talking about the Koori Trust Gala.
Federation Square.
In Fed Square. Peter, thank you so much for coming in. And how can we find out more about you? Have you got a website?
I have a blog site, but if you look me up in Google, you'll find me.
Peter Waples-Crow on the end.
And this will be available as a podcast, which you can use.
Like I said, make contact with the gallery, and I'm on Instagram as Peter Waples-Crow, so you can follow me on that.
Brilliant.
Or one word.
Yep.
Crow with an E at the end.
Yes. That's important.
That is important.
Brilliant. Thank you, Peter.
Can't wait
to see the exhibition.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're on the Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.